This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps for the 2008 Badwater Ultra Marathon. At about between 2:30 and 3 on early Tuesday morning, I stopped to talk to Jorge Pacheco's crew, who is at mile 100 of the race. This was around the point in 2007 where Jorge's legs gave out and he lost his longstanding lead to the race.
He's a little behind time-wise, but then last year, right about this time, is when he started to fall apart. So
yeah,
he looked pretty good.
He's going to be well ahead of last year. So
I hope, yeah.
He still has legs. At this point last year, he was starting to lose them a little.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
And he seemed really good spirits.
Yeah, moving. Yeah, he's moving.
So it took about 80 miles for him to even slow down. he had a few stomach issues, but he's keeping his legs. That's what we're worried about the most.
Thank you. Okay.
Looking great still. Keep it up. Woo!
We had heard that Jorge got really sick around mile 111, somewhere around there. He's throwing up. I think he threw up a lot. He threw up for about an hour. And really slowed down, but he came back.
Where are we? We're in
Lone Pine.
Lone Pine.
At
mile 122.
Looking good, Jorge. Jorge came through at 6:40 a.m. Right, and then Akos Konya was 17 minutes behind. Both looked incredibly strong. If I had to make a judgment, at least for what I could see here, I'd say Akos looked slightly stronger, but they look like they're running like 7:30 or 8-minute miles. Amazing.
He doesn't know any other speed but fast, you know what I mean? And I was afraid he was going to do what he did last year. And he did in the beginning. And his crew goes, he's not doing 7-minute miles, he's doing 7:20.
And I think Akos has shortened the gap in the last couple hours.
Like...
Yeah, he's pushing it, so... Amazing, amazing. Going to be a very close race.
Oh, this is time station 6, and it's called the Whitney Portals time station, 4 miles from the finish.
We heard, you know, back in Lone Pine, there was a 17-minute difference between Akos and Jorge. Jorge went through here. He'd probably been through here for several minutes, and then Ben Jones came up and said that he had just seen Akos back there, and he was 1.7 miles behind. Right now, it looks like it's about a 23-minute difference.
Akos Konya is coming up, just a few feet away right now. Four miles later, at the portals of Mount Whitney, Jorge Pacheco has his redemption and is the first to cross the finish line of the 2008 Badwater Ultra Marathon.
Way to go, way to go, bro!
It's a pleasure.
Proud of you.
I know.
Proud of you.
Look at me.
You came back.
Yeah.
The medal? All right. Jorge Pacheco, champion of the 2008 Badwater Ultra Marathon, presented by Adventure Corps. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Time of 23 hours, 20 minutes, 16 seconds.
This is Marla Schmidt with Adventure Corps for the 2008 Badwater Ultra Marathon. Thanks for listening.
He's an amazing runner, and he's just, you know, there's no arrogance to him whatsoever. And you know what? He's genuine. You don't find people like him. You don't find people like Jorge Pacheco. Yeah, he's amazing. He deserves this more than anybody.